What's up, party people? Y'all been playing? We been playing. That's a good thing. This is the Interracial Swingers Podcast. This podcast discusses a lifestyle from the perspective of mixed couples. We have our own unique challenges and experiences, and this is the place to discuss it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an adult informational podcast for a mature audience. All views expressed are based on our own personal experiences. This podcast does not constitute any medical or professional advice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's start this show. Let's get this thing going. How y'all doing? How's everybody been handling things? We're starting to get into the spring. The summer is vastly approaching. I think on Monday, coming up this coming Monday here in Nevada, it's going to be 85 degrees. So it is starting to get hot, hot, hot. And we have been having some hot play out here in the valley, in the surrounding areas of Las Vegas. But let me get a couple things out of the way really, really quickly. We got a party coming up. You know what it is. You heard about it. June 26th on the Strip, fabulous Las Vegas. People been getting their rooms together and getting their finances together and getting their things together so they can come out here and hang out and have a wonderful time that weekend. Gonna have a lot of activities going on, trying to put some last minute things together. But the party will be Saturday night, June 26th. We got a lot of space. It's on the Strip, a fabulous view. You've heard me talk about it several times. You don't want to miss this one. This is going to be the kickoff, fuck COVID, party of the season, of the summer. So, folks, come on out if you don't live here. If you do live here, you know where to go. We're going to get this thing jumping off. Want everybody to come out and have a good time. Get intimate with somebody. You know what I'm saying. So we got that out of the way. I like to always just throw out a shout to Jay Nina and their crew out there on the East Coast. They're going to be doing something July, looks like the 25th through the 3rd after our party is over with. They're doing something in Hedo. So if you're going down that way, be sure to check them out. It's going to be fabulous. I understand that. I'm going to try to get out there myself right after our event. And lastly, Ivory and his crew are throwing something here in Vegas, July 31st. Now, there's been a lot of other things jumping off and parties going on, but these seem to be three of the big ones. So I just want to let y'all know about that just a little bit. And then I got a little something interesting here. Last weekend, you know, we've been getting some play in, folks, and it's been fabulous. And the last time I was on the microphone, I told y'all we were going to head out to Mesquite. My boy has a band and they were playing out there. And so anytime his band starts jumping off, we like to get the crew together to travel a little bit and head out to where the band is. And then also gives the whole group an opportunity to get together and play. So we love that. You know what I'm saying? It's an enjoyable time. So, me and mama get the dog sitter and, load up a couple little outfits and, she's got her stuff together and had a beautiful little blue dress and, she got it all ready to go. And, she has a little anxiety when she plays sometimes, but, she has some heels. It was going to be hot. I was a little bit excited. So we head on out of town. We get up to Mesquite. And we get to the hotel room and we start calling around, seeing what people are going to do, what they were going to do, where they were going to eat before we went and listened to the band play. And, you know, mama decided to sit me down just a little bit. And she said, baby, I want to talk to you about something. I said, okay, mama, lay it on me. And she said, you know what? I've been thinking about this for quite some time. And she says, I've decided that I think I'm going to leave the lifestyle. Now, I know I'm going to get a bunch of calls on this and some text messages, and people are going to go, what's going on? What's wrong? What's happening with y'all? Nothing at all. Business as usual. It was kind of a shock to me, but it really wasn't a shock to me. You know, when I first brought my wife into the lifestyle, man, she was a real hard hitter. She was a go-getter. But as the years have gone on, we're talking about 10, 11 years now, the last couple of years, her play has been few and far between. And she's just winding down. She doesn't dislike the lifestyle. She's still going to help me out with the parties. She loves all our people in the group. She has just made a decision based on how she feels in life, where she's headed in her life and in our life. And she's just decided that the lifestyle's no longer for her. And I feel cool with that, because I always say this, and this is true, and y'all can look it up, regardless of what you believe, every 10 years, you are a completely different person. Okay? So who you were in your 20s, you're completely different in your 30s. Everything about you, physically, biologically, everything, the way your mind works, every 10 years, you're a different person. That's how all our cells change. We are completely different every 10 years. And this has been about 10 years. And I believe, and I think she believes, we've discussed it a little bit, that she's just a different person. It's not that she doesn't love the lifestyle. It's not that something has happened traumatic. You know what's happened to a woman in her late 40s going into her early 50s, the menopause, and she just doesn't feel as spry as she used to. The last year or so, she had some health issues that we had to deal with. We want to thank everybody that supported her through that. But most importantly, she's just a different person. She's just like, you know what? The game was fun. She had a good time. We have lots of friends in the lifestyle community. She's still going to help out with the party. She's still going to be around. But she just decided, you know, she only going to give it up to one person, and that's going to be me. And so I always am going to have a smile on my face, because that's, you know, the woman of my dreams. And we're going to always be together. But, you know, I just wanted to kind of throw it out there. It didn't shock me, but I kind of knew it was coming, just to the fact that she wasn't playing that much. She didn't have that much interest. You know, weekend would come around, I'd be like, hey, couples in town, or I'm gonna head to a little play party in the city, and she's like, oh baby, you just go have a good time, I'm just gonna stay at home with the dog and chill out. I'm like, okay. But that seemed to be more and more frequent. And like I said, you know, some health issues slowed her down. Menopause doesn't make her feel the way she wants to feel. You know what I'm saying? We still get after it. Me and her are still very romantic, but she just didn't want to get out there and share it with everybody anymore. You know what I'm saying? She's just a different person. So it was interesting. It was an interesting dynamic. We got up to Mesquite. I still played. The group still got down. You know, and she kind of wanted to blurt it out to some close friends of ours, but she didn't. She kept it to herself. And then later, one of the fellas came up to me and he said, hey, man, what was your girl talking about? She had an announcement. She was going to say something. I said, oh, man. I said, it wasn't nothing too big, but I think she's come to the realization that it's time for her to move on from the lifestyle, and that's what she was going to tell y'all. So I'm happy for her. I'm happy for us. The world keeps spinning. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be even more interesting, I believe, this summer as I navigate the lifestyle a little bit solo. My missus won't be around there to hold my hand a little bit. So I'll have some interesting things to talk about and things to happen in the lifestyle in the future. And it's just going to be me. Moving on from that, let me tell you a little bit about the event up in Mesquite. We had a really good time, man. The group got together. It was really, really cool. And one of my partners, I ain't mentioning no names, but he brought a little. Let me say something to y'all real quick. If you don't know anything about Utah girls, you need to look into that a little bit deeper. Because a couple females right there at that Utah border slipped over the border into Mesquite and came and hung out. And, man, they was getting after it. You know, one of the girls that had invited one of my partners up. And, man, she was game. She was real game. We had a really good time. And then another couple came up. Also, a hot female. And the dude was really, really cool, too. We had a really, really good time, all of us together. But, hey, if you don't know, now you know, man. Listen, if you get on one of the sites, what is that? It's a CDS, ADC, I can't remember what it's called. SLS and some of the other ones. Man. Hit some of those Utah zip codes, because, man, they out there and they game. They slinging it to the brothers. So if you thought that was a dry hole, no fun and no pun intended, you would be really, really mistaken. They gets down everywhere. But, you know, sometimes you think the brothers think you ain't got too much game happening in Utah. But I was pleasantly surprised once again. Yeah, man, it was the real deal. Something a little bit funny about that. So I'm hooking up with this nice little female, man, and we are getting into it. We getting into it. We have an hour in, and finally I decide, you know what, after this I'm not gonna play no more. I'm just gonna go on and let this one go. So I let it go. Enjoyed myself, had a good time. And as soon as I was finished, the female from that couple comes over and she's like, "You ready?" Unfortunately, I was not ready. And she tried to work the magic stick a little bit, but I was spent. It was 2:30, 3 a.m. You know, when I was a young man, I would jump right back up to attention. And I still do if my interest is really piqued. You know what I'm saying? But in the lifestyle, guys know this. You have to pace yourself. And if it's one of those nights where you think you're going to be in a marathon, for me anyway, I can't speak for other people, you can't shoot that shot. You got to save it. You got to do some jumping jacks and save it. Save it, because you might have 1, 2, 3, 4 more rounds in you. But you know, it was late and I was having a really, really good time. And we was getting after it. We was into it well over an hour. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to let this one fly. And I did. And it was great, and I felt relieved, and she felt relieved, and we had a really good time. And as soon as we were done, I was going to go in the bathroom, clean myself up, get my clothes on, and head back to my hotel room. And here comes this little lady. She's like, "I seen you over there working. Are you ready to go?" Man, I wanted to say yes. But I knew in the back of my mind when she came over, it was going to be a no. I was like, man, I shot my wad. And that happens sometimes. And I wanted to be game because she was very pretty. Really big boobs, and she had just got them pierced. She was game. She was hot. So I was like, man, let me get into this. So I tried to clear my head, clear my thoughts a little bit, see if I could get into this one more time. But I couldn't. I was tired. You know, we had drove up to Mesquite. We had a nice dinner. I hung with the missus, and we went to see the band, and then we got together with the group, and it was getting kind of late then. You know, and then once we got to the room and people kind of chatted a little bit and got their feel, the clothes came off and we got into a hot and heavy, but I had one shot in me. So that's going to happen. Most of the time I assess the room a little more thoroughly on how I'm going work the event, you know, what I'm gonna save and what I'm gonna leave behind. But this time it caught me a little off guard, but at the same time, you know what, those things happen. I had a smile on my face. It was all good. Speaking of that particular couple, they was just in Vegas over the weekend and there was another party. And I put some feelers out today because I didn't go, and I asked how it was, and I heard I missed it because that female that I missed shooting my shot with did a little encore. And then there was some other people from here in town that all got together. And from what I got, from the information I got, it was a really hot party. I'm sorry I missed it. But at the same time, you know, this is not a... I don't want to call it a delicate situation, but now that mama's not going to play, I'm not going to pop off and play every weekend. Cause to me, this is not her talking. This is me talking. It needs to be for me to feel comfortable. It needs to be 50-50 or close. You know, one weekend I'll play, one weekend I'll stay home with mommy. Next weekend, I'll stay home with mommy again. Next weekend, I'll go out and play. Now, I don't think that's great for any relationship. If one person plays and the other person doesn't play, but the person that's playing plays every weekend, you know what? Maybe no harm, no foul. Maybe that's the agreement that you have. My wife don't mind one bit if I went out and played every weekend. I'm choosing to be like, let me break it up. Because remember, however you get down, I look at it like this. Family first. Okay? It's never lifestyle first. Maybe it's lifestyle first if you a couple. But if you got a family at home and you just kind of play on the side, family first. That's just the way I look at it. So, you know, I got the call last weekend. Was watching a little college basketball. It was getting a little late. And I get the call. And they're like, hey, man, that couple's in town. We're going to be playing. It's going to jump off about 9:30. Man, and I thought about it, too, because I didn't get to shoot that shot with that female in Mesquite. So I was like, oh, this is my opportunity to come around and get a second shot. But you know what? I was like, let me stay home with mama, watch a movie, eat some popcorn, snuggle up. We do our own thing. It was all good. On top of that, you know, you don't know. I'm gonna tell you now, got some things set up in Denver, so I'm flying out early in the morning. And so, you know, I'll have the opportunity to get some play in there. So, you know, mix it up a little bit. It's all good. all good. But I just wanted to throw that out there a little bit, let y'all know what was going on. It seems to be jumping off out here just about every weekend now. So if you're going to come out, you're going to have a good time. Things seem to be jumping off. If you do get to the city, hit me and I can find out what's happening. The clubs are not open yet, but I believe that day is coming. Things are starting to open up here. It's less and less social distancing and more people dining in and eating out and just getting back to some normalcy. We still got the mask thing going on, but like I said, starting next month, it's going to go up even more people. And then the following month, and then I think by either May 1st or June 1st, it's going to be 100% wide open. So things are getting back to normal. Just as the heat is starting to hit the city, the pools are going to open. We have, one, two fabulous new casinos and more stuff opening up on the way. So, man, it's jumping off. That's all I can say. It's jumping off. If you get a chance to get out here, come on out. If you have something jumping off and you want our crew to come out, all you got to do is give me a shout. If you're in the Facebook group or you want to get in the Facebook group, just hit me up, Earl Bolden. You'll see me. I know there's more than one Earl Bolden. I got on like a black suit, red background. If you have some swinger friends that are friends with me, it'll be easy to find me. We Swing LV is our group on Facebook, but it's a private group, so you got to hit me if you want to get in the group. Same thing with MeWe. I finally got it figured out where it's easier now. If you're on MeWe, or have the MeWe app and you're already a member of MeWe, just hit me up and I'll send you the link to our more explicit MeWe site. We have some great people there, and they put it out there, ladies and gentlemen, that it's wide open. It's the Wild West. It ain't like Facebook. You can post anything. So we gets down on that a little bit. So We Swing LV on MeWe. We Swing LV on Facebook. But you got to friend me so that I can add you. And We Swing LV at gmail.com. If you have any questions or concerns, all you got to do is shoot me an email. I have a lot of emails. I read through some. There's some questions. I didn't, in my notes, I didn't put anything out for the emails that I read. There was some interesting stuff on there. So the next pop, when I get back from Denver, the next podcast that I do, I'll just do some email reads so y'all can listen to what's going on. So you know about the parties. You know what's jumping off out here. You know everything that's going on. I'm going to keep you posted to what happens when I get to Denver in the morning for the next podcast. And it's all good. I'm going to leave this short because it's like 1 a.m. and I got like an 8 o'clock flight. So I need to get a couple Z's. I need to get a little rest so I can get out there and get my game on, see some of my people. My best friend going to pick me up. Man, we're going to have a good time. Questions or concerns, you know how to get a hold of me on the email, Facebook, MeWe, We Swing LV. We love y'all. This is how we do it. This is an interracial group. But again, I'm going to say it again. All are welcome. This is an interracial group, but all are welcome. Hey, if you got a friend that wants to join one of the groups or wants to be involved with our group or just is interested in swinging, man, add them to the group. Add your friends and lifestyle to the group. Let's make this thing just grow and grow and grow. And let's just have bigger and better parties. We just want to make this, we want to go until we can't go no more. And finally, until all of us say, I don't think I'm going to be in a lifestyle anymore. Because remember, that day is coming. That day is coming for all of us. You know, when I'm looking at my anchor platform right now where I do the podcast, And, you know, the average age of the people that listen to the podcast is like 40. You know, the biggest group is 40 to 60. So everybody's day is coming. It's just when you choose it, that day is for you. But until then, people, let's play hard. Life is short. I love y'all. Until next time, peace.